per minute.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
The American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. As a reminder, Mark Walters is coming up. He's going to take you live from 8 to 11. But as an additional programming note, I don't normally do this, but if you'd like to watch Attorney General Barr being interviewed by Mark Levin, it'll be on the Fox News channel from 8 to 9 after the show here tonight. If you do that, though, don't tell Mark and then go right back up to listen to him on the radio. He might not let me on the show with him Friday. All right, so we got Lair Adams. We've got Aubrey Kahn, back by popular demand, Kathy Santomassino, along with myself in the studio. Jeff's still on the bridge, 407-774-8255. Quick programming note, tomorrow in the afternoon, I'll be recording a fairly short interview, but it will be an interview with Eric Trump, so you'll want to tune into the show tomorrow night. We'll be playing that most likely in the 6 o'clock hour, so that will be Eric Trump tomorrow night. In the meantime, it is now time to go to our gorgeous lady of wrestling, the Sunny, the California girl, who's coming to us live from California. How you doing tonight, Sunny? How are
things? I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Any forest fires near you? Is that one you were telling us about last week?
No, they're gone now. We've got such a great team of firefighters and, you know, everything up here. It's wonderful.
You know, yeah. It does seem to like been a sort of a quiet, though, forest fire season so far, hasn't it been?
So far, compared to last year? Yes, indeed. Thank God. Amen.
Now, what would be the explanation for that? Has it been very rainy there, or has it been because everything's been shut down? Is it the birds shut down? What's the explanation?
Who knows? It's definitely not rainy. No rain.
No.
We've had a bit of humidity this year, though. That's for sure. That's why we've had some earthquakes. The ground is shaken quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, but it is dry. It's dry up here. So, you know, let's just count our blessings so far because we're still in August and we still have a couple of hot months, you know, to go.
Right. Well, what about the bug? What's the latest on the bug, the virus?
Oh, we are at, I think we lost still one person up here on our mountain. Overall, it's maintaining, I guess, you know. As far as what everyone's saying, more cases are being tested and, you know, less deaths.
Well, is the whole state still pretty much shut down?
Well, we have takeout orders and outdoor dining, yes. So as far as hair salons, nail salons, those things are closed.
Is that right? They're still closed.
Yes, yes.
What about
and, some gyms are successfully staying open. However, they're not busy because people don't want to wear masks while they're on the treadmill working out.
Well,
it can do.
Yeah, it could. I guess it could make breathing a little bit more difficult. But what about schools? Are they going to open the schools there?
Yes, so schools are set to open August 24th. With the idea of distance learning, of course, these poor kids having to wear masks all day, I don't know how that's going to work. However, a lot of schools that, you know, have special needs, they will not open.
So, well, what they're doing here is they're giving parents a choice. Either you can actually send your kid back to school where they have a teacher and everything, or the kid can stay home and continue to do it online. Are they doing the same thing there, giving parents a choice?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to fight that when a parent at this point does not want to send their kids to school, fear of the COVID, you know. I would have to say that. I haven't seen anything on my news updates on that.
Right.
As far as my daughter, my older daughter, my grandsons are in private schools. The private sectors have been fighting to open forever. And my daughter's in favor of sending my grandsons to school, you know, to their schools.
Are they going to be able to open too now, August 24th?
Not sure on that. Don't know on that. I have not heard on the private sectors.
Right. Because I know the Los Angeles Teachers Union was demanding that before they'd go back to work, they wanted the private schools closed.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. You know, I will ask my daughter on that. I'm sure she can keep me informed on that. My grandson just turned 16, by the way. So
wow.
Now I feel really old. But
well, congratulations, I guess. Happy birthday to him, though.
Well, I got him a handscape. He likes those.
He got a what?
That's a handscape. He's like, Grandma, that's a small little mini skateboard. And I'm like, oh, okay. So they use their hands to maneuver the skateboards rather than their feet.
Oh, okay.
Kind of cool. So right. I got him a couple of those.
All right. Well, sounds like fun.
And Aubrey, you're doing well. I hope you're on and faring well and back.
I am back in action. I am improving slowly. Thanks, Sonny.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Let me ask you about, and nobody, I hadn't heard anybody else even mention this. If you hadn't, we wouldn't know anything about it. You told us very early on when the shutdown started happening back in March and April that a lot of the homeless people in Los Angeles had been taken off the street and put to hotels. Do you remember saying that?
Yes, indeed.
And that program actually was continuing to go on. I guess just now they're ending the program.
Thank God, because, you know, again, you're taking these people that are used to being out on the street, you know, what, 90% of them, some are fairly new, maybe, some are in their cars or whatnot, who knows, but I'll tell you what the destruction, they've tore up the hotels, but they've defecated outside, they've urinated, they've left needles, they've terrorized the inside of these hotels. From here to New York, and I'm sure everywhere else that's tried to do this.
So
I know New York has had enough with that.
In other words, the homeless people, when they were given hotel rooms to live in, did not change their lifestyle significantly, even though...
Not at all. No. No.
Can you imagine you walk into a room that normally costs $2,000 a night, and this homeless guy has defecated on the carpet?
Well, I don't imagine they were putting him up in the fine suites, were they? I mean,
well, some of these hotels were still fairly nice. I mean, they weren't run down, shabby shacks.
Right.
A few in New York, from what I understand, were nice. Yeah, because they ran out of places, so they put him in some
mid-range
hotels in New York City. So, L.A. the same. L.A. we have enough. I guess they were warehouses they were using.
Yeah.
In some hotels in Los Angeles.
Is there an outcry from Democrats and liberals that how can you throw these people back out on the streets?
Of course. You know, my friend Steve Howard, who's producer of Dr. Phil, had noticed all the camps now. They're back out in full force. And today I was driving myself and I was like looking at the side of the freeway and I'm like, holy crap, look at how many tents are back. So yeah, they're definitely back. They're ready to camp. I mean, what good did that all do? They're back and they're still homeless and now they're still dirty and, you know, and the COVID's still here.
And your state is still out the money.
And it's still a mess, California. Yes, it is.
So,
and some are fleeing California. They're going to Republican states, and I don't blame them.
So why not have people that are protesting and saying you shouldn't and you cannot do that, ask them how many of these homeless people they prepared to put up in their homes?
Right,
show them for the hypocrites that they are.
We should take a bunch of them and land them on Newsom's front yard and Pelosi's front yard and, yeah.
Well,
Mayor Garcetti? Oh,
there were
absolutely.
People that were put on Pelosi's front yard. She called the police and had them taken away.
Yeah.
And you can't
on
have
her
a gun.
Second bottle of gin, by the way.
Yeah, you can't have a gun, but your security force, my security me with a gun.
Right, yeah.
What was the bottle of gin? You said something about a bottle of gin.
But she was probably on her second bottle of gin, too, when she called.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi,
yeah.
Right.
It was probably a cat crossing your yard, and she thought it was one of the spiders, you know. Oh, she's something, I got to tell you.
There's no question about that.
That whole family, I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're stopping. We signed a petition, and there's gatherings now to get Newsom out, you know, by the way. Big gatherings.
Really?
Here in Los Angeles. My daughter participated, Jennifer, to get him out.
Was this the one yesterday where they marched through town?
She's been going to every single one. I myself was traveling to San Diego, so I actually didn't get to participate. But, you know, I am there in spirit. I want him gone, for sure.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, the petition has to be signed by, like, March by so many millions of people or something, isn't it, for him to be actually... or is it March when the recall election would be conducted? But
I think so. Yeah.
So there is
that's it. Now, it's looking like a lot of people, you know,
are signing the petitions.
Yes. And now, of course, I have a couple favorites, as I was telling Jeff, Laura Smith, which looking forward to get her on the show. Yeah. She is strong.
Yeah.
Strong Republican. I like her views. And the gentleman, I've got to look him up again. Forgive me. My daughter loves him as well, Jennifer.
It's Cuellar or something like that, isn't it? Seems like it's a Hispanic name.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah.
We can't wait. Yeah. And Laura's great. I like her views. Very nice woman.
Yeah,
I look forward to, you know, if we get her on and have her on.
We will. We can get through. We're right in the middle of our primary right now. Is there a primary going on in California right now? Any kind of voting going on? Right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. No, I didn't think so either.
No.
In the meantime, let me ask you also, there's a pastor, John MacArthur, of the Grace Community Church, I guess it's in Los Angeles, who has been the orders not to have people go to church. Is that making a lot of news out there?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, again... you know, the catch 22. Some people are very upset and some people aren't, you know.
Yeah.
It's I'm not familiar with that. I haven't really seen too much on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's something we've been watching because the media, of course, we had a pastor here in Tampa who was arrested several months ago.
Oh yeah.
Because
for opening the church.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I was wondering if something similar had happened to this pastor here. But
I'm sure they weren't favorable, you know.
Right. And then, of course, I guess, what was it, Garcetti was threatening that if people keep having parties at their houses, he's going to cut off your water
and
electricity.
Cut off the electricity and the water basically, which is what it is here, you know. It's ridiculous. And everyone's like going, right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Or, you know, what about the goggles, too? I like that. Now he's got to wear goggles.
Old Fauci. Right. Yeah, you need goggles more. You
know, good luck with that one, too.
Well, you know, the odd thing is the goggles will probably do you more good than the mask. Because supposedly the way people get this, the easiest way to get it is by touching your eyes. It goes into your eyes.
Or even your breath in the air, you can actually get the disease through your eyes.
Exactly.
Don't worry, folks. In 3 months'
time...
That's
the case, and I'm very fortunate, because anybody like myself who wears contact lenses that has to take them in and out every day...
You're cleaning your eyes.
And I do that, and thank God I wash my hands, but, you know, hey, I've not seen the COVID yet.
Amen, sister.
Don't worry. In 3 months' time, we'll all have to wear hazmat suits.
Right.
I have one.
Right.
Oh, boy.
By the way, we got this, and I'm not recommending this. I'm just putting it out there. And by the way, this is not harmful if you want to do it. But supposedly a way to help prevent yourself from getting it is to take, every day you take 100 milligrams of zinc, take you some vitamin C and vitamin D, and tonic water, which has quinine in it. And by the way, I think quinine.
I heard about that tonic water.
That's what
yeah.
they give you
everything
for.
Everything else but that.
Used to give you for malaria.
Exactly. Quinine is part of what's in hydroxychloroquine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
So I'll
you had heard
darn.
That? You
so
had heard
we need
that
to
too?
Get some tonic water.
Yeah, yeah. Get a little TNT going there.
TNT. You want me to blow up the
and tonic?
I was going to say I like it with gin myself.
That's what I mean. A little
Nancy.
That's what it's
there you go. Yeah, a shot a day will keep the bug away, right?
So,
yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you stay safe, and we love you. And by the way, we're sorry that you lost one of your little kitties this week.
Oh.
Yeah,
sorry.
Lady Blue. Yeah, it was a shocker.
Little Blue.
Yeah.
Well, stay listening, Sonny. Has stories you'll love tonight.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. I want to hear them.
All right.
I will tune in as my daughter's making us an early dinner.
Oh, good.
We just drove in from San Diego. We went to go visit Bernie, the squat master, a friend of mine. He's
awesome.
The inventor of the squat master. So we went out there, and it was nice to get off the mountain.
Cool.
Yeah, down by the beach.
I knew an inventor once.
There's tons of people out, too. So nobody's in fear, but I do have to laugh at the Chinese in their cars wearing masks. We're looking over like, maybe it's their own guilt.
Yep.
What the heck? They're all in masks inside their car.
Maybe.
They were Chinese, clearly. I'm not being racist. They were Chinese, because I know the difference. Japanese communities, we have Chinese.
Right.
And me and my daughter were laughing. We're like, you're kidding, right?
Wow.
Down by the down by the fresh air, and you have this whole span of, crazy.
It is that. We are living in crazy times, girl. You stay safe.
Indeed. All of you do. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe and enjoy Florida,
weather. Talk to you next week.
We're having some good weather here, and we're enjoying it.
All right. Talk
Take
to you
care,
next week.
Sonny.
Good night, sweetie. Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye. By the way, I knew an inventor once, Bill Selly. Over at Winter Park.
Yeah.
I hear the story.
Yeah, he was
the hot dog guy.
He invented, if you go in a 7-Eleven or Wawa or whatever, and you see the hot dogs rolling
hot
on
dog
the
rollers,
he invented the mechanism that makes all of that work.
Interesting.
And when he passed away, he was mentioned on Jay Leno's show, and it went something like this. You know how he would do his opening monologue? Mm-hmm. He says, well, I have some good news and bad news. The bad news is, you know that machine in the 7-Eleven with the hot dogs or the thing and rollers? Well, the guy that invented that died. Oh, the audience went. The good news is he lived his life with a lot of relish.
Leno, he went that far down for a pun.
I was going to say.
Bill would have appreciated it, though.
Yeah.
Bill was quite a character.
Oh, my God.
Libertarian through and through, this guy was. And a genius, Bill Selly. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more of the American Adversaries. Kathy's got some odd stories for you. Lair's got a closing for you. And we got Lloyd Marcus's tune, Trump Train, for you, too. We'll be right back.
What's up with the boombox and tracksuit?
It's Throwback Thursdays at Tijuana Flats.
You know that's about throwback pricing. Tijuana burrito, chips, and a drink for just $5.99 every Thursday.
I'm going to throw back some sweet moves while I order.
Throwback Thursdays only at Tijuana Flats.
Hi, I'm John Sieber, president of Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's best mortgage broker. And we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you 5-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories even if you wanted to. The camera is broken, the VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit networksoundandvideo.com. 407-834-8555.
All All right. The old Bill Selle, he had a factory over there in Winter Park with all kinds of machines that you would make machines with. All right. Anyway, it is time now to get into some weird stuff with Kathy Santomassino.
Well, that's a good segue for the Only in Florida files for this week, Chris. Thank you for that.
There you go.
Well, three teenagers fleeing police while carrying a semi-automatic gun in a backpack jumped a wall at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort on Friday. I bet you didn't hear this story on the mainstream media.
Heard on Fox.
But probably didn't know that's where they were, according to authorities. A Palm Beach police spokesman said the 15-year-old boys were arrested shortly after they entered the grounds of the resort and dumped the backpack, which contained a mini AK-47 with a loaded 14-round magazine. He said the three are lucky that neither the president nor any family members were there because Secret Service agents might have shot them. The club is closed for the summer. Apparently, the three boys jumped Mar-a-Lago's nearby wall and hid on the resort's grounds. Officers surrounded the club, and a helicopter and police dog were there to find them. The teenagers never entered any resort buildings, however. The teens are charged with trespassing with a firearm, burglary with a firearm, and resisting arrest without violence. They are being held at a juvenile detention facility while prosecutors decide whether to charge them as adults. What do you think, Chris? Should they be charged as adults?
That's a good question. It's a federal offense, I believe, what they've
done. But they
didn't
know where they were.
And you had a weapon in a backpack, and that's
dicey situation.
Yeah.
Well, as the mask wars continue, a Florida man was arrested after confronting a child wearing a mask at a restaurant and spitting in his face when the boy refused to take it off, police said. The man approached the child's table last Sunday and asked the boy if he was wearing a mask, according to Treasure Island Police. Authorities did not release the boy's age. Police said the 47-year-old man then told the child to take it off. He then grabbed the boy's hand tightly and put his face next to the child's, telling the boy he now had the coronavirus, according to police reports. Restaurant workers asked the man to sit down, saying he appeared drunk and was barefoot. The police report said he also tried to hit an employee in the restaurant. News outlets reported that the man was charged with simple battery and disorderly conduct. Police said the man told them he didn't know if he had the coronavirus because he has never been tested.
Now, you see, he should be charged as a juvenile.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that was pretty damn juvenile.
Well, if you spit on someone, that is assault.
Oh, a child.
Now, if you spit on, that's why I understand he wasn't charged with assaulting a child. That would really put the guy in, a bad situation, which I hope they do charge him with.
I hope so, too.
What an idiot.
Yeah. It was a week for some crazy incidents in Florida, and now we have this. A Lyft driver was attacked while he was driving after a passenger became upset over a plastic partition that was installed to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Video from the Flagler County Sheriff's Office shows a 36-year-old man putting the driver in a headlock while the car is in motion. There was another adult and a small child in the vehicle at the time of the incident. The driver told sheriff's investigators that he told the passenger that the rear door was ajar and creating noise when the passenger pulled down the plastic partition and attacked him, causing him to lose control of the vehicle. The man was visibly intoxicated during the altercation. Deputies said the Lyft driver suffered minor injuries, including a hematoma on his forehead. The passenger is facing charges of battery and child abuse.
Wow, you know how they have those little thermometer things now where you go to places and put it up to your forehead? They need to come up with a little breathalyzer that if you drive a Lyft or an Uber car or have a restaurant that people can breathe into it before they come
people
in.
People are just crazy now.
Oh, golly.
Like they weren't before, right?
Yeah.
Well, authorities responded to an apartment complex in Florida when an alligator wandered into a building and trapped some residents inside an elevator. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said two deputies responded alongside a trapper when a call came in about an alligator inside a building at the Estero Park apartment complex. The Sheriff's Office said residents ended up trapped inside the elevator when they found the alligator blocking the door. The trapper was able to catch and remove the gator. No word as to how long the alligator was out of commission.
How could it trap them in an elevator?
Well, they were outside.
Go to another floor, get out, and then go through the fire escape.
Well, no,
Come on!
The alligator was holding all the buttons down. See, it was a smart gator.
Gee.
All right. Okay. Well, we have two cat stories this week for all you cat lovers. Palmerston, the British Foreign Office's famous feline, or Chief Mouser, announced he is retiring to spend more time relaxing away from the limelight. A letter addressed to Sir Simon MacDonald, permanent undersecretary at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, was posted to Palmerston's official Twitter account to announce the cat's retirement from hunting mice at the Foreign Office's headquarters in London. Palmerston, named for two-time Prime Minister Viscount Palmerston, arrived at the office as a rescue in 2016 and quickly gained fame for catching mice and appearing in photos with visiting diplomats. The cat previously made headlines for clashes with Larry, another official mouser, who worked for the Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street. The letter of resignation, written from the feline's perspective, said Palmerston is retiring to live with a family in the British countryside. The Foreign Office praised Palmerston for his service in a Twitter post. The tweet reads, "We'll all miss him pawfully, but wish him a perfect retirement." How cute is that?
Maybe
me want to use the litter box.
It does. All right, we'll take a break. Come back on the other side. We got more for you right here tonight on the American Adversaries Radio Show. And then you got 3 hours of Mark Walters' great radio coming up after us right here tonight. She could not leave a number, but I know a
place to call. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. World leaders and international organizations have pledged nearly $300 million in emergency humanitarian aid to Beirut in the wake of the devastating explosion, but have warned that no money for rebuilding the capital will be made available until Lebanese authorities commit themselves to the political and economic reforms demanded by the people. Chinese tech giant Huawei is running out of processor chips to make smartphones. That's due to U.S. sanctions and will be forced to stop production of its most advanced chips, a company executive says, and a sign of growing damage to Huawei's business from American pressure. Another St. Louis Cardinals game has been postponed while the team continues dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak. Moody's home opener of a three-game series with the Pirates has been called off. It's the Cardinals' 11th game to be derailed by the coronavirus outbreak. This is SRN News.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest things we've learned from the coronavirus is that it's imperative we keep the surfaces we touch on a regular basis as clean as possible. These include in our workplaces, our homes, and our vehicles. Images Auto Spa and Supreme Car Detailing are uniquely positioned to help you maintain the cleanest living environment in all of these areas. At Image Auto Spa, not only can they provide you with the very best in cleaning and detailing services, they can also disinfect your vehicle with ozone. For help in any home or office cleaning chore, or for do-it-yourself offers, Supreme Car Detailing has all the supplies and products you need. Images Auto Spas are located at East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Every Tuesday and Thursday, mention the American Adversaries and get the Ultrashine package for only $20. Supreme Car Detailing is at South Orange Avenue and Sand Lake Road in Orlando. Live clean, live healthy. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com and SupremeCarDetailing.com today.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, President, Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's best mortgage broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or put on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132, or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Okay, we're back. We're live, and the storm seems to have gone by the wayside, moved on through, you might say. So hopefully you're getting a better signal out there. Aubrey Kahn, Lair Adams, Kathy Santomassino, and myself, Christopher Hart, in the studio. Jeff on the bridge, and here's some more odd stuff for you.
Well, speaking of cats, a cat brought into a Las Vegas shelter as a stray was reunited with his family 10 years after going missing from a friend's house. The cat named Logan fled from a friend's house a decade ago, and the family was shocked to receive a call last week from the Animal Foundation saying the feline had been found. The Animal Foundation said Logan had been brought in as a stray. The staff were able to get his owner's contact information from his microchip and reunite the kitty with his long-lost family after a decade of missing in action. So, microchip your pets.
Took 10 years, though, for somebody to figure that out? Golly.
Well, he might have, you know, just been wandering around.
Thank God he's still alive.
Well, the Guinness World Records story of the week goes to an Australian radio host who set up a Hot Wheels track on a rural road and broke a Guinness World Record by making a toy car travel down about 2,624 feet of track. Y'all remember Hot Wheels, right? Oh. Well, Michael Whipfley, as he's called, one half of Nova FM radio duo Fitzy and Whippa, pledged in April that he would break the Guinness record for the world's longest Hot Wheels track. Initial attempts failed when the toy car failed to stay on the track for the entirety of the run, which needed to break the previous record of 2,176 feet 2 inches, which was set in 2019 in Pennsylvania. Whipfley said it took more than 20 attempts on his third try for trying to beat the record. And what do they say? Three's a charm. But that's not an easy feat. It's very tricky to get those Hot Wheels to go the distance.
Because the tracks are pretty narrow. And this is slick plastic. I mean, you got to have quite a slope on that to keep the car going, right?
Yeah, it's very scientific,
all
I'm
right,
sure.
All right.
Well, a team of treasure hunters using metal detectors in a field behind a British pub discovered an estimated $130,000 worth of coins dating back from the 15th to 17th centuries. The man and two of his friends received permission from the property owners to search the 15-acre field behind the Lindy Rose Pub in Lindsey, Suffolk, England. The trio used their metal detectors to search the field for 3 days and ended up unearthing a total of 1,061 silver hammered coins believed to date back to 15th and 17th centuries. An expert appraiser estimated the coins could fetch up to $1,000 in an auction. Well, a lot was happening in the world 100 years ago. Remember, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
The 1918 Spanish flu pandemic was coming to an end. Women got the right to vote. and both Billy and Nellie Jones were born. The Joneses were born just 4 days apart and have been together almost 80 of their 100 years. Mr. Jones celebrated his centennial on August 7th, and Mrs. Jones hits her milestone on the 11th. When asked what their secret is to living such a long life, Mr. Jones said, "All I know is work hard, whoever you're working for. As an employee, go to church, love the Lord, because he's the one taking care of all of us." The Joneses are parents to three sons, and together they have 6 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. And that's SOS News for Sunday, August 9th. Can you imagine being married 80 years? That just shocks me to the core. 80 years.
Yes, after a while, you just kind of get used to it.
Wow.
It seems like the thing to do. All right, very good. There was an earthquake today, not so unusual, except where it was. It was in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah,
was that Charleston?
That.
Aubrey, was that Charleston where that earthquake occurred earlier?
I thought it was Charlotte.
I'll look it up for you.
They felt it in as far away as Atlanta. It was about a 5.5 on a Richter scale, not terribly strong, but once again, in a fairly unusual spot. Which, you know, reminded me of our man John L. Casey, and he documents in his book Upheaval, he and his co-authors, how when the Earth enters a cooling phase, which is, in fact, the phase that we are in, believe it or not.
A cooling phase?
Yep, that there are, there is accelerated seismic activity, both in the form of quakes and volcanoes.
It was 2 miles Sparta, North Carolina.
Sparta, North Carolina, which is not far from Charlotte.
From Salem, from Greensboro, from,
Wow, that's unusual.
Right. So, but there are fault lines basically everywhere in the world, but some of them more active than others, like the San Andreas Fault is an active fault line. But there are fault lines everywhere, and earthquakes can therefore literally occur just about anywhere on the planet. So,
I think Florida's in good shape. I think there is a fault line running through Atlanta, though.
Anyway, what we'll do is I want to go ahead and we'll take a break here early in just a minute so we can get back and get right to Lair's closing comments. And as I said, we'll leave you tonight also with Trump Train by Lloyd Marcus. And the early voting, once again, is still going on. We're still getting requests on how to vote. There is an excellent voter's guide at flfamily.org. That's Florida Family Policy Council. That's John Stemberger's group. They do a lot of work out there. And if you have any doubts about who you might be voting for, you might want to go to that website, flfamily.org, to check them out. In terms of that Orange Osceola State Attorney's race, once again, it's up to Democrats to choose that person. I would like it to be Belvin Perry. He is a voice of reason in that crowd of 4, but we'll have to see how it plays out. And I don't believe there'll be a runoff. I think whoever gets the most votes is it. So, and once again, only Democrats can vote for that race. So this is something we have to tighten up in future races. We cannot have an elective public office like that, like the tax collector, like the election supervisor in Orange County, not having Republican opposition. We just can't give up like that. All right. In the meantime, we will take that break, come back with Lair's comments, and don't forget, Mark Walters coming up next at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows Cafe Positano makes the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Owner Pasquale Barba is proud to share his family's delicious recipes with your family, and that includes your working family. Cafe Positano is the perfect place for your corporate lunch. Its separate fine dining area is ideal for your business meeting at a great price with special dishes that will impress everyone. Call 407-774-8080 for your next business luncheon, or tell your boss, let's go where they have the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida. Cafe Positano.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping. Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Because of the coronavirus, we now know that a strong immune system is key to a long and healthy life. Recently, Dr. Oz said, the best way to improve your immune system is to sleep better. Well, the best way to sleep better is to get a fully adjustable sleep system from Relax and Comfort. By sleeping properly, you can boost your immune system, increase your circulation and ability to breathe, and decrease your snoring and back pain. For 50 years, family-owned and operated Relax and Comfort has improved the quality of thousands of people's lives. Let them do the same for you. The new fully adjustable X10 sleep system, only at Relax and Comfort, is state-of-the-art technology at an affordable price. And for a limited time, with the purchase of any X10 sleep system, get an anti-gravity chair free. That's a $1,700 state-of-the-art chair free. And you can opt for no interest or payments for a year. Relax and Comfort exceeds all CDC safety guidelines.